Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And this is Celine.
It's time for this month's Picture Dictionary. You guys should open up your A Plus magazines to Unit 10 now, because the pictures will make it easier to learn these new words.
In fact, we're going to make learning the words for this month even easier.
That's right, because today's article is about some of the things you might find in an emergency kit.
我们要来看看 emergency kit, 也就是这个紧急避难包里面有些什么。And we have a first aid kit and most of all those things right here.
Yeah, we should even be able to show you how some of these things work.
Be prepared.
First aid kit.
First aid kit.
You can find the first aid kit in the bathroom cabinet.
You can find the first aid kit in the bathroom cabinet.
Medicine.
Medicine.
Be sure to keep some bottles of medicine in your first aid kit.
Be sure to keep some bottles of medicine in your first aid kit.
Dust mask.
Dust mask.
Tom wore a dust mask to cover his mouth and nose.
Tom wore a dust mask to cover his mouth and nose.
Work glove.
Work glove.
The rescue workers wore work gloves to protect their hands.
The rescue workers wore work gloves to protect their hands.
Whistle.
Whistle.
Jan blew the whistle to get help from the ambulance.
Jan blew the whistle to get help from the ambulance.
Blanket.
Blanket.
The police officer wrapped a blanket around the girl to keep her warm.
The police officer wrapped a blanket around the girl to keep her warm.
Okay, so our first word is the one we used in the introduction. Mm-hmm. So that's first aid kit, okay? Three words, I'll spell them one by one. First, F-I-R-S-T, aid, A-I-D, kit, K-I-T, first aid kit.
First aid kit 是什么呢？其实这三个字组成的东西，中文就叫做急救箱。What does first aid mean?
Well, first aid means the medical help you give to someone at once, as soon as they get hurt or sick. So that's first, basically. It's used usually before a doctor arrives or before you can take someone to the hospital. And you do first aid to help the person recover or at least stop them from getting worse.So inside a first aid kit, which is this, this is our office's first aid kit, inside this and around it are all the things you need to perform first aid. So you would find first aid kits in people's homes, in offices, in schools, and on public transport like airplanes and ships.
要知道急救箱为什么英文是 first aid kit, 就要先知道 first aid 是什么意思。First aid 字面上呢是第一时间的帮助，那我们就可以解释成急救 kit 就是一个组合的意思。所以 first aid kit 就是家家户户几乎都有的急救箱。那么一开始提到的 emergency kit 就是紧急避难包的意思。那 first aid kit 呢，可能可以说是这个 emergency kit 里面必有的装备。毕竟啊，这个灾难中难免受伤，如果是小伤就可以自己包扎，那 first aid kit 就能派上用场啦。
Okay, let's put it in a sentence. You can find the first aid kit in the bathroom cabinet.
嗯哼，你们家的急救箱都放在哪里？例句里说，你可以在浴室里的 cabinet 这个橱柜里面找到急救箱。那国外的厕所通常应该是比较大一点，然后又比较干，所以比较不会有受潮的困扰。就是舍令我家的急救箱，如果放在厕所里，那一定是烂光光了。What's the next item?
Okay, well, we're going to get inside the kit now and find something that we would put inside every first aid kit, which is medicine. I'll spell that for you, M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E, medicine.
好，接下来我们要讲的是 medicine, 也就是药品的意思。
Okay, well, medicine is anything that's used to treat a medical problem, okay? And we've got some different ones in here, okay? We've got a lot of creams like this one. We've got stuff in bottles. We've got this kind of spray for skin. We've got all sorts of things, okay? You could also have pills, things that you would take and swallow. And we can use medicine to treat, to deal with things like travel sickness, or if someone has cut themselves, we need to clean that cut and stop it getting infected. Now, some medicines are strong, in which case a doctor has to give it to you. Other medicines, probably most of these, you can buy from a drugstore like Watson's or Cosmed or something like that.
Medicine 呢不是口服的才叫做 medicine， 除了 pill 就是 P-I-L-L 药丸 ，cream 这个药膏也是哦。那有些药物可以在药局里面买到，就是刚说的 drug store。那有一些呢，就是要请医生开给你才行。
Okay, here's an example. Be sure to keep some bottles of medicine in your first aid kit.
Okay, 务必呢要在急救箱里放几罐药品。Yeah, especially those people who need to take pills regularly, like every day.
Two or three every day, but I don't put them in a first aid kit because I put them right next to my bed where I can find them.
You don't know when the emergency will occur, you know. 好，尤其是呢那些每天呢被医生规定要吃药的人啊，像是心脏病或是糖尿病患者，就应该在急救箱里放一些平常会用的药哦。
Okay, our next word is also pretty useful, okay? It's a dust mask. There's two words here. Dust, D-U-S-T, mask, M-A-S-K, dust mask.
我们接下来的字是 dust mask. Can you show us what a dust mask is?
Well, we don't actually have a real dust mask here, but a mask is anything that goes over your face. We do have a surgical mask, okay? I'll mention these in a moment, okay? But a dust mask is something you can wear to keep dust out of your nose and mouth, and therefore stop it getting into your lungs, okay? Be careful. Sometimes they don't always stop smoke or gas. Some do, some don't. They're not the same as this, this surgical mask. This is just what people wear on the MRT. And it stops people getting sick, but this won't keep out really small bits of dust. It's still pretty good to wear when you're driving a scooter, though.
Oh, yeah. 我们现在看看 dust mask.Dust 呢其实就是灰尘，那 mask 就是口罩，这个字呢当然就是防尘口罩的意思，是不是很好猜呢？ But those make people wear on the MRT are not
quite the same, no. Dust mask could usually be a lot harder and really cover just all your mouth and nose completely all the way around.
对啊，派老师刚刚说的这个 surgical mask 只是你平常在捷运上或是有人生病的时候戴的口罩哦。
So here's a sentence. Tom wore a dust mask to cover his mouth and nose.
Tom 戴防尘口罩来遮掩口鼻，因为在灾难的状况中常常会有灰尘飞扬的情形。那为了避免吸入这些粉尘，所以才会在紧急避难包里面准备这些东西。
So that helps cover your face, but what about your hands? Well, for those...You'll need a pair of work gloves. Work, W-O-R-K, gloves, G-L-O-V-E-S. Work gloves.
除了遮掩口鼻呢，手要保护好，所以我们会准备 work gloves here.
Okay, well, we put these on in an emergency, and we put them in a kit so you can protect your hands if you need to help someone in an area with many sharp things. Mm-hmm. People use work gloves for jobs where there are sharp things, hot things, or anything that might hurt your hands.Even in the garden, those rose bushes can be dangerous.
Glove 是手套的意思，那通常手套都是一双的，所以我们会用复数 gloves. Work gloves 则是工作手套的意思。那这种手套通常比较厚，就能保护你的双手不被尖锐的东西刺伤。
So here's a sentence with work gloves. The rescue workers wore work gloves to protect their hands.
Okay, 这句话就是说，救难人员戴着工作手套保护双手。
Now, sometimes when you or someone else is in trouble, you need to bring help for you to you by showing where you are. For this, you can use a whistle, W-H-I-S-T-L-E, whistle.
Whistle 其实是一个很好用的东西。I personally think you can carry one with you every day.
You could. So a whistle is one of these. You just blow into it and it makes a noise that people can hear. Now, the noise that a whistle makes is also called a whistle. Same word, same spelling. And you can also make a whistle without using this thing, although not everyone can. I can, not very loudly, like this. Kind of. It's okay. So just there, I also used whistle as a verb. Same spelling again for the action. So Pat whistled loudly so that help would come. So there are a lot of uses for this word.
OK, 没错呢 ,whistle 就是哨子。你可以吹哨子让人发现你在某一个位置然后呼叫等等。那哨声也一样是 whistle。除了这样 ,whistle 还可以当动词使用也就是吹口哨。这个拼法都是一样的。I heard you have to curl your lips to whistle, but I never really get it right, you know.
Practice. It's okay. Now, we can see whistles in many places. The traffic police use them to help direct cars. The referees in sports games or your sports coaches will use them to start and stop the game.
你可以在很多地方看到哨子，像是这个交通警察，或是运动场上的裁判等等的，他们都会使用哨子哦。
Well, let's put it in a sentence. Jan blew the whistle to get help from the ambulance. Jan blew the whistle to get help from the ambulance.
Jan 吹哨子来向救护车求援。那吹哨子我们就可以用 blow the whistle 来说。
Okay, and our last item is this nice, comfortable thing here, a blanket. B-L-A-N-K-E-T, blanket.
今天最后一个字呢就是 blanket. Let's see what's a blanket here.
Well, yeah, it's a nice thick piece of material that is used to keep people warm. Now, people who have hurt themselves often need to be kept warm as getting cold might cause them more harm. And of course, you can find blankets in lots of extra places, most obviously on beds.They're also given out on airplanes and ships to keep people warm. There'll be plenty in hospitals. And a different type of blanket could be used at a picnic, just to cover the ground.
Blanket 就是毯子。那为什么避难包要放毯子呢？因为 Pat 说了 ，a blanket can keep people warm. 毯子可以让人保持温暖哦。
Okay, let's put blanket in a sentence. The police officer wrapped a blanket around the girl to keep her warm.
警察用毯子把女孩裹起来，保持她的温暖。Okay, that's all of our words for today. So it's time to end the lesson.
Okay, so we've talked about six things today. Gloves, blanket, dust mask, first aid kit, medicine, and whistle. Which of these do you have at home?
Let me think. I have a lot of them. The only thing I don't have, I think, is dust mask.
Okay.
What about you, Pat?
Well, I don't have a kit, really. We have medicines and we have blankets. No work gloves, just warm ones for winter. No whistles, no dust mask, although we do have a few of these surgical masks.
So, would you be...Okay, in an emergency?
Hopefully. In fact, more hopefully, I'll never need to find out. I might get one or two of these missing things on my way home later. Anyway, that's all for today, but join us again tomorrow for more emergency items you'll find in a first aid kit. Bye for now.
Bye.
Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you?
Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you?
大家好，我是索林。通常成绩出来后，接着要公布的就是你上哪一间学校啦。其实这时候大家通常都会一阵忙乱的准备自己的入学事宜，到后来才有空关心其他同学到哪里去读书。这时候我们就可以问问看 ，Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you?Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you? 我们班有其他人跟你进同间学校吗？哎，都没有同班同学跟我进同间学校哎，那你呢？ Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you? 这里虽然用现在进行式，但是它是用现在进行式来表示未来，所以不要以为是现在在同间学校，不是哦。任何一个同学呢，我们都可以说any of our classmates 来表示。因为是一群同学中的任何一个，所以 classmate 不要忘记加 s 啦。那最后跟你一样的学校，我们可以说 the same school as you are。哎，为什么手里你多说个 r？
难道这句话可以省略二吗？没错，就是这样。所以呢，他跟我穿一样的洋装，我们就可以说 She is wearing the same dress as I am. She is wearing the same dress as I am. 好了，那最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you? Very good. 小君，我们下次见啦，拜。
Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you?
Are any of our classmates going to the same school as you?
Kit Kat!
Oh, Lay 跟 Line 长得好像哦。
对啊，我每次都搞混耶。
不要气馁，事实上连英文为母语的人都常把两个字给搞混了呢。因为 lie 当作动词的时候是指人、平躺或者是东西被放在什么地方的意思哦。So lie means to put yourself in a position in which your body is flat on the floor or on a bed. 注意哦， lie 是一个不及物动词，因此后面不需要接受词，但是呢，可能会接什么副词或是介系词。因此常常我们看到的片语有 lie down, lie on the bed, lie flat, lie in the sun 等等的用法哦。造个句子吧。 I love to lie on the sofa and watch TV all day long。 诶，不过既然这样，为什么大家总是把 lie 和 lay 给搞混呢？原来是因为 lie 的过去式竟然是 lay， 动词三态为 lie, lay, lane，因此难免会让人容易搞混。那我们再来看看 lay 又要怎么用呢？ lay 其实就是放下什么什么东西，动词三态为 lay, laid, laid。 而且注意哦，因为它是个及物动词，后面一定要接受词。 For example, the shopping bags were too heavy. I laid them on the floor as soon as I got home.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
只要记得一个诀窍， lie 的后面不需要接受词，所以我们常常会看到 lie down。 OK， 那如果 lay 的话呢，它需要接受词哦，像是 lay the book on the chair。
Be prepared.
First aid kit.
First aid kit.
You can find the first aid kit in the bathroom cabinet.
You can find the first aid kit in the bathroom cabinet.
Medicine.
Medicine.
Be sure to keep some bottles of medicine in your first aid kit.
Be sure to keep some bottles of medicine in your first aid kit.
Dust mask.
Dust mask.
Tom wore a dust mask to cover his mouth and nose.
Tom wore a dust mask to cover his mouth and nose.
Work glove.
Work glove.
The rescue workers wore work gloves to protect their hands.
The rescue workers wore work gloves to protect their hands.
Whistle.
Whistle.
Jan blew the whistle to get help from the ambulance.
Jan blew the whistle to get help from the ambulance.
Blanket.
Blanket.
The police officer wrapped a blanket around the girl to keep her warm.
The police officer wrapped a blanket around the girl to keep her warm.